Hi, welcome to my little questionnaire. Hopefully you can get a little bit to know me a little bit better, rather. So I haven't actually read any of these questions ahead of time, but I like the title. It's by Texan Guy, and the title is Deep, Goofy, and a Little Sexy Questionnaire. So it's completely up my alley, just with the title alone. So I'll just throw myself right in and see how that goes. Number one, do spelling mistakes annoy you? They do. They really do. English isn't my first language. So proper English was really drilled into me. But so especially when I see mistakes, spelling mistakes, grammatical mistakes that I make, it drives me absolutely insane. I can forgive other people for it, but not myself. I'm pretty hard on myself when it comes to that sort of thing. But, let's see. Number two, if you don't do anything for an entire day, how does it make you feel? Relaxed. Sometimes you just need those days where you just don't do anything, I feel. And you gotta take some you time because, you know, life is too short and you just got to do what feels right for you. At least that's my feeling on the matter. Number three. Of these two, what would you prefer in life and why? Interesting things happening more often. Good things happening more often. I'm going to go with... I like interesting things. I can find the good and the bad and the bad and the good quite easily. So... Yeah, I think I would do that one. I like adventures and I like talking to people, and so yeah, when unique situations present themselves, I perk up immediately and I want to check it out. So definitely that. How often, if ever, do you meditate? Ooh. Well, I guess I do little meditations here and there. You know, especially I'm a redhead, so I have a little bit of a temper at times. So sometimes I just gotta take a step back from a situation and just breathe and go inside my head and try to figure things out that way, and without hopefully causing any physical damage to anybody. Not the bad kind, anyway. The good kind is okay. Let's see, where are we at? Number five, what sort of intelligence do you value most and why? Let's see, and the examples they gave was logical, emotional, artistic, social, oh my god, it's way too early. Coffee hasn't kicked in yet. I'm not going to attempt that word. I will leave it be. Okay, back to the question. What sort of intelligence? Yeah, okay. I really like... logical is okay. Emotional intelligence, I really like that. I love somebody who's artistic and who's social, who's confident in everything they do. And I even like people who have a little bit of a cocky side to them. I find that really, really intriguing and fun. How often would you say that you daydream? Oh, all the time, every chance I get. Easy. Absolutely. Could, you know, imagine what could be, what is, what was, all the time, definitely. Number seven. Which of these two is more romantic and arousing to you and why? Kissing, making out in Paris, kissing, making out in a tent in the woods. Oh, tent in the woods, that's easy. All the fun you could have. Ooh. How loud I could be. Yeah, that would be. Yep, those animals in the woods would be running if I set up a tent with my significant other. Yeah, that may have happened once or twice. Anywho, let's see. What cuddle positions do you prefer? Big spoon, little spoon, both, neither, etc. Oh, I like being the little spoon. I like being taken care of. Yeah, definitely a little spoon. Let's see. What's your opinion of the phrase making love when it refers to sex? Is it hokey, romantic, a specific kind of sex, etc.? Making love, yeah. I don't know. I have quite the mouth on me, so I kind of just tell it like it is. I don't like to sugarcoat things. So making love, ugh. Just say what you want. You want to fuck? Let's fuck. You want to have sex? Slightly different, not quite as crazy, you know? Just say it like it is. That's what I think, anyway. Let's see. Is your ideal sex rough or gentle? Oof. It's done right, ideally both in the same session. That's my preference. But, yeah. But the occasional, just let's, you know, go for it. Just fucking slam me up against the wall. Yeah, I can handle that quite nicely. number 11. If you were in the middle of the best sex in your life and your partner asked you to make dolphin whale noises so that they can reach climax, would you do it? I think I'm sort of doing them now. dolphin whale noises. You know, I'm probably one of the few people who kind of gets creeped out by whale noises. I don't know why. Like, I don't find them soothing. I just, you know, they're interesting, but they're very... Yeah, they don't relax me. They kind of put me on edge, and I don't quite know why. I don't know. Guess I'm just a weirdo. What's the strangest, funniest phrase or term for things you've heard said before? Or heard or said before so far? You can also funniest curses. Yeah. I don't know. I really like to put my own spin on swear words. But, pretty much I'm sure everything has been said or written. Like, there's just not much new out there, short of inventing a new word altogether. As of late, I like to call people twat waffles when they're being complete idiots. That's kind of my recent strange and funny phrase I have a tendency to use. Damn twat waffles. They're everywhere. let's see. 13. If you had to choose your greatest motivator in life at this time from the following, what would it be and why? Ooh. That is good. Okay. So. What is... Okay. If you had to choose your greatest motivator in life this time from the following, love? Yeah. Sorry. Just kind of mulling it over in my brain here. Get those gears grinding. Probably need more coffee. Okay, I'm going to skip that one. Yeah, I think I'm going to skip this question. I'm going to leave that one. That one's a little... I haven't had enough coffee for that one yet. So, I think I'm going to leave it at that. I hope you enjoyed it. And, if you have any questions about me, feel free to ask. I'm virtually an open book. So, or if you can, suggest any questionnaires for me to do, or if you have one for me, feel free to send them my way. All right, take care.